World Bank Chief Robert Zoellick was keen to dispel any sense of euphoria about the much-talked-about world economic recovery.
We've broken the fall of the financial crisis, but it's certainly too early to declare success. 2009 will continue to be a difficult year, and 2010, when much of the stimulus action will run out, remains a highly uncertain economic year.
Zoellick said a key factor to sustaining the recovery will be the ability of the private sector to maintain economic momentum as the effects of massive international state interventions start to wane, stressing that nothing was certain. Even with recovery, Zoellick warned that unemployment will remain a major problem.
Even though you're starting to see signs of recovery, we and the IMF and others expect that unemployment will continue to go up and it's going to be slow in coming down.
The World Bank head said people at the bottom of the economic ladder continue to suffer the worst.
Countries around the world, particularly low-income countries, are still suffering as global economic crisis undermines exports, cuts remittances, curbs tourism, and lowers their investment.
Zoellick made an appeal for more funds from developed economies to assist those suffering the most in low-income countries, but acknowledged he is facing a hard sell, with the IMF already having received massive donations and with most governments having already injected huge amounts into their own economies. Donor fatigue is a problem, Zoellick acknowledged. But he stressed that it's in everyone's interest that developing economies are supported.
The latest economic forecasts show how China and India are helping to pull the global economy out of recession. But we should also remember that countries in Southeast Asia, Latin America, and the wider Middle East and Africa as well, can also serve as engines of growth.
Zoellick stressed that the crisis and its aftermath have revealed a new economic order in which the developed world and in particular the United States no longer have total hegemony. He says a multipolar economy has emerged. He said that change has to be reflected in the running of institutions like the World Bank and the IMF. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.